Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Mom Accountant Talk Podcast. Today we're going to be jumping into our trend of the month, which is budgeting, cash flow, and how to be a little bit more efficient with our spending habits, both in business and in our personal life. Today we're going to do a quick talk about an unpopular opinion, which is how to tell if you're being cheap or you're being frugal. This is one of my favorite topics because there is a difference between them, but people, you know, will jump to one or the other, and we're just going to talk about some tips on how to identify whether you are one way or the other and hopefully help you find a balance somewhere between the two. So there's a fine line between frugal and cheap. Frugal people understand that paying more doesn't necessarily mean better value. People labeled as cheap wouldn't pay a premium price regardless of the value. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett is often labeled as frugal. Your neighbor, whose claim to fame is the fact that all of his or her belongings were purchased at garage sales, is probably cheap. Here's how to save money but avoid being labeled as cheap. First of all, frugal people know when to pay up. Cheap people only look at the price. They believe that the only way to achieve value is to pay less, but they fail to take into account other factors. Frugal people know that sometimes it's best to pay up. A quality mattress may cost more, but the added support and ergonomics may help someone with back pain. Paying the extra money for a pair of timeless jeans from a premium store may result in longer life and fewer signs of wear. Cheap people may not be as skilled at managing their money as frugal people are. Let's assume that a cheap person and a frugal person head into an appliance store to purchase a dryer. The cheap person would look for the lowest priced model, the frugal person would evaluate the energy efficiency and compare gas versus electric. He or she may research the model and read customer reviews before buying. Frugal shoppers will look for rebates and sales at other stores. The better use of the money may be a higher priced model, but cheap people may not see a need to research when the lowest possible price, the basic model, is in front of them today. Cheap people think everything is overpriced. You've been with this person. This is the individual who claims to everybody that they know the cost of everything. If you go to a restaurant, such people don't understand why a burger is $10. If you take them to a baseball game, they complain about the price of the ticket. Even the candy bar at the gas station is too much. Frugal people may be thinking the same thing, but they understand that voicing it makes them sound cheap. Instead, frugal people don't purchase the candy bar and leave it at that. Frugal people put people above savings. Have you ever gone out with someone who uses coupons to save on the price of a dinner? That's frugal, and most people would not see it as cheap. But how about the person who uses the coupon and then tips based on the amount after the coupon instead of the original price? Frugal people love to save a buck, but they won't take money away from others to do it. Cheap people don't buy necessities. Have you ever met someone who won't go to the doctor because it costs too much? How about parents who don't plan to help their child with college expenses because of the price? Those may be extreme examples, but cheap people may not even pay for the basics of life, where frugal people look to get the best price they can. Frugal people see the higher purpose. Frugal people love to save a buck, but that doesn't mean that they aren't generous with their money. They believe in giving to worthy causes. They will, however, exhaustively research charities to find ones that don't have high administrative costs, or they might forego organized charity and give only to family and friends with a real need. Warren Buffett believes that giving kids too much money does more harm than good. Because of that, he has promised most of his fortune to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation instead of to his children. Cheap people may have a different mindset. They see their money as theirs, and they hold it for the rest of their lives. Their children may speak of them as someone who would rarely give a gift or help others when help is needed. This may lead to a strained relationship with that parent, and money appears to mean more than the relationship with others. The bottom line, we admit there is no scientific way to distinguish between cheap and frugal people, but there are cheap people who love and frugal people we don't love, but perhaps the best distinction comes from understanding value. Just because something is less expensive in price doesn't necessarily make it cheaper once other costs are included. So that is my, you know, unpopular opinion about telling whether or not you're cheap or frugal. Now, this is not the be all to end all. These are good examples and bad examples, and it is just a quick idea to make you think a little bit about budgeting and saving and being frugal versus being cheap. Being frugal means that you do see value, but you're not excessively spending more money than you have to, where cheap people will lose out on a great experience because they're too cheap to see that a higher price means higher value. This is not black and white. There are exceptions, but for today's purposes, that's a quick look at, you know, some unpopular opinions about whether or not you're cheap or frugal. If you guys find value, I hope that you guys continue and listen to more of our episodes. You can also check us out online, and now you can subscribe to our Patreon. We are, of course, very grateful and very thankful for our subscribers and people that are supporting us by donations. We are a completely self-funded podcast, and we really appreciate every contribution that allows us to create new content in, you know, hopefully more topics and interview some really awesome people. I'm really excited about 2019. We have some really fun stuff coming down the pipe once I myself am out of tax season, because I am the owner of Danielle's SOS Bookkeeping. We're going to get busy interviewing some amazing people, and our lineup is just ridiculous. I am so excited to keep recording some content for you guys, and if you like what we do, please give us a like and a share on Facebook, and yeah, we'll talk to you guys later.